The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I'm so jacked for the NFL to start next Thursday. We're under a week now before the Bills and Rams kick it off at SoFi on Thursday night in Inglewood, Cali. Buffalo laying 2.5 at this point. 52.5 is the number. What a game to kick off the season as the Super Bowl champion Rams and Matt Stafford with his tweaked elbow get ready to take on everybody's favorite team to win the Super Bowl this year, the Buffalo Bills with Josh Allen. There's no doubt that Buffalo is completely loaded, and they already got rid of their distraction. Matt Areza, the punter who was allegedly involved in a gang rape at San Diego State, is gone. They got a new punter, so they got that worry behind them. Clean that mess up. Now you focus on the Rams and a game in Lipstick City. Now, what about on Sunday the 11th? That's the real first big day where everyone's playing. Of course, I'll be hosting In-Game Live with Morenci, 1 Eastern, 10 West, on Sports Grid TV and Sirius 159. So get ready for that lit experience. It all starts with the Steelers and Bengals at Cincinnati. The Bengals made it to the Super Bowl only to lose to the Rams. They're laying 6.5 to Pittsburgh. 44.5 is the number. Mike Tomlin refuses to talk about his quarterback forever. We already know who's going to be on the other side of the ball. It's going to be Joe Burrow. He's like Joe Namath, isn't he, with the fur coats, the shades, the celebrity, the red carpets. He got famous in a hurry, but couldn't get it done at SoFi in the Super Bowl. They should have thrown to Higgins on third down, should have thrown to Higgins on fourth down. They did neither, and thus the Rams won it all. So let's see what Cincinnati does in the rebound season as they open up at home. The Pats and Dolphins will play in Miami at Hard Rock. The Dolphins are laying 3.47 is the number. Everybody's been talking about the Patriots taking a big step back with Mac Jones. They won 10 games last year and made the playoffs. Now all of a sudden they suck? I don't think so. And then everyone wants to know what Tua Tagovailoa is going to do with the Dolphins. He's on the hot seat for sure, but he's got Ty Hill and Waddle. They got Gesicki. They are a talented team in Miami. At one point, they won 9 in a row last year. Mike McDaniels is the new coach. Brian Flores is gone. He's in Pittsburgh now working with Tomlin's staff and the Steelers. The Saints and Falcons will play at Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta. In Hot Town. New Orleans laying 5.5 on the road. They're favored over Mike Smith's Falcons. 42.5 is the number. I think both of these teams are going to stink. There's a lot of people think the Falcons won't win a game. I don't think that's happening. And a lot of people think the Saints are going to be good, and I'm not buying the Saints at all. I'm not buying that famous Jameis can stay healthy with all of his problems. He's had the knee surgery, you name it. And I don't like their depth. I don't like Dennis Allen. I don't like anything about that Saints team, to be honest with you. So Jimmy G stayed with the 49ers after all, but it's the Trey Lance show now in San Francisco, and they'll open up on the road in Chicago against the Bears. The Niners are laying 7. 41.5 is the number. I think the Bears could end up being the worst team in the league when it's all said and done. The Niners are still locked and loaded. They're a playoff caliber team for sure. A lot of people think they'll go to the Super Bowl. But who will be the quarterback that late in the season? Will it be Lance, the youngster, or the veteran in Garoppolo, who went 31-14 as a starter with the Niners and title games and Super Bowls on his resume? The Eagles, many believe, are going to win the East over the Cowboys, taking on the Lions at Ford Field in Detroit. Also a 1 o'clock start. Philly laying 4, 48.5 the number. Dan Campbell, very popular, especially after being on Hard Knocks that nobody gives a rat's ass about. But Howie Roseman has been so busy with the Eagles. Deals almost every week, almost every day he's moving, shaking, and making things happen for Philadelphia. We'll see if the Eagles can handle all of the hype and if Jalen Hurts can get it done. The Ravens and Jets will play at MetLife in East Rutherford. Baltimore laying 7 with Lamar Jackson, 44.5 the number. A lot of people think they're favored to win the AFC North, Baltimore. And the Jets, Robert Saleh, the other day talking about winning championships, winning Super Bowls with the Jets. He still believes it's going to happen. At least he thinks positively when he lays his head down on the pillow at night. He talks about his boy Joe Douglas and he making great decisions and bringing in great players. And it's all going to come together for him. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. We still don't know if Flacco is going to be going for the injured young quarterback, Zach Wilson. The girls love him, but he had a knee scope after buckling his knee in a preseason game. No one knows if he'll be able to go, and if Flacco goes, he goes against his old team in Baltimore, where he won a Super Bowl with the Ravens. A lot of sharps are telling me they love the Jets in that 7 spot. I'm still not buying that. The Jags and Commanders will play at the dump FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland. Washington laying 3, 44 is the number. How bad are these two teams going to be? No Chase Young for the first 4 games. We're going to see what Carson Wentz is made of, certainly, in D.C. And what will Trevor Lawrence and the Jags look like now that they've shed Urban Meyer for Doug Peterson in Jax? The game everybody has an eye on is in Carolina, where the Browns take on the Panthers. Carolina laying 2, 41.5 the number now at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, as Baker Mayfield, now the starting quarterback of the Panthers, will take on his old team in the Cleveland Browns. There's been a lot of talk. Let's see what happens on the field. If Baker can actually beat his old squad, show up and have a big game. Of course, he played all of last year in Cleveland, really getting maligned by the media and fans. Even though he played with a torn labrum on his non-throwing shoulder, he tried to be a badass. That didn't work out so well for him. But he's healthy now, and let's see if he can be the quarterback that led them to the playoffs and beating the Steelers and going to Kansas City and actually giving the Chiefs a game at Arrowhead only to lose. The last 1 o'clock game on the 11th is the Colts and Texans at NRG Stadium in H-Town, Houston, Texas. The Colts, how about the big number, laying 8 with Matty Ice, 45.5 is the number. How do you think Ryan's going to do in Indy? Hopefully better than Wentz after the owner Irsay and the GM Ballard ripped him to shreds going out the door. Hope they treat their new quarterback a little bit better in Naptown these days. Now, what about the late afternoon games? 4:25, you got the G-Men, Big Blue, taking on the Titans in Smashville at Nissan Stadium. Tennessee laying 5.5, 43.5 is the number. How about the big story yesterday as Titans outside linebacker Harold Landry III tore his ACL at practice? He led the Titans with a career-high 12 sacks last season. He was the first Titans pass rusher with double-digit sacks in, like, I don't know, 7 years since Arapco had 10.5 back in 2015. 7 of his 12 sacks came on third down, which was third best among all pass rushers in the league. Landry had 49 quarterback pressures, 22 quarterback hits, 21 quarterback hurries, and 14 tackles for loss. He had 3 sacks in the divisional round of the playoffs. That's a postseason record. He was one of 3 Titans to be named to the Pro Bowl. He was on the field for 90% of the Titans' defensive snaps last season. He just re-signed a 5-year, $87.5 million deal that gave him $52.5 million guaranteed. Now he's done. Also in the afternoon, the Packers and Vikings. This one at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Green Bay laying 2, 48 the number. How will Aaron Rodgers do with his slew of new characters at wide receiver? Gone is Davante Adams. In is a bunch of no-names and draft picks. We'll see if they can handle the pressure of pain day and first-team action. None of this preseason bogus bunk football. The Vikings, meanwhile, it's the same old story. Kirk Cousins at the helm. Can Dalvin Cook stay healthy? And can Cousins find Jefferson deep multiple times in games and get the Vikings into the playoffs? Here's a good one. Chiefs and Cardinals at State Farm in Glendale, Arizona. Cards at home with Mr. Murray in charge with all of his buckets of money. Kansas City and Mahomes laying 4.5. 53.5 is the number. A lot of people think that the Chiefs' reign in the West is over with all the talent they have in that division now. A lot of people think the Chargers are going to the Super Bowl or Russell Wilson and the Broncos. And no one thinks the Raiders are going to be good, even though they made the playoffs. The Cardinals blew the NFC West. What'll they do this time around? Well, we'll find out who's a badass in that West, won't we? When the Raiders and Chargers hook up at SoFi in Inglewood in LA, the Chargers are laying 352 is the number. I love Derek Carr, and I think he's going to be even better with Davante Adams. And we have Josh McDaniels in Vegas now. But this one's in L.A., and the Chargers have Mr. Herbert. We'll see what he can do. How about make the playoffs first before they start throwing him into the Super Bowl? This team needs to get to the playoffs and prove they can get to the playoffs before people start making them champs. It's kind of ridiculous when you think about it. The Sunday night game is the Buccaneers and Cowboys in Arlington at Jerry's World. How good is that? Bucs laying 1.5 on the road. 50 is the total. Tom Brady, all 45 years old of him, taking on Dak Prescott and Jerry Jones Cowboys in Big D. That should be awesome. And then how about Monday night? Broncos and Seahawks as Russell Wilson goes back to Seattle to say hello to the Seahawks. Denver laying 6. 42 is the number. What a great first week of games. It's under a week now. I can barely take it. I'm scratching, itching. I'm losing weight. I'm dyspeptic, distraught for pain day.